and greatness, which the result of resistance, insisting on divine values and principles. Is the genuine power is the hands of people. The people's power is the crystallization, manifestation of the God's power. If people are present on the stage, then the greatest satanic powers will not be able to do anything and will be defeated. I want to tell regional people to be ready, to be vigilant, to stand by and to maintain their preparedness so that in due time they will have their great mission and their final mission to be carried out. And to Arab and Islamic leaders, I want to say that for 60 years you should learn lessons, 20 years of negotiations and talks, and tens of years of step-by-step pullback. You should learn lessons from all those. You should stand by the side of your people. You should be honest to your people. You have no right to deal on the fate of the Palestinian people, which is the fate of Islam and the fate of the people in the region and actually the fate of all mankind. You have no right to sit at negotiation table and play games with the enemies. Stand alongside your own people. If you are not courageous enough, if you're not determined enough, do not stop your people. Let your people be free. These regional people are able to bring down the Zionist regime. Instead of relying on America and the West, you should rely on God. You should depend on Islamic people, depend on divine values. Today, the administration of the U.S., the European government, they cannot keep themselves away from problems. They are looking for a point to rely on. They themselves are facing a dead end, and now you want to rely on them? By relying on them, where do you want to get at? Of course, some know their lessons very well. They know what to do. They sympathize with the people of Palestine, and they resist against the high demands of the Western powers, but some countries have given up. If you want to secure votes, you think you can make it possible by supporting America? Today in our region, in the whole world, in any country in the world, if there is free election held in any country, for sure the revolutionary and anti-arrogant and Zionist figures will secure the most votes. To independent countries, addressing them, I should tell you that many independent government officials tell us in the meetings that we have, they say that what the people of Iran say, it's what we say. We accept all these, but the situation doesn't allow us. Our media, our money, our political centers are all being dominated by the Zionists. Of course, with the blessing of God, this domination is broken. You can see for yourself. In Latin America, you saw in the country where through the U.S. pressure and the Zionist pressure, they told a lie and they created some files against Iran and they had all this propaganda against Iran. Now the president of that country comes and defends the rights of the Iranian people and he condemns the Zionists and he reveals regarding this plans of the Zionists to dominate their media, and some countries have severed their ties. They have expelled the Zionist ambassador from their country. I should tell those countries to be strong. not to be afraid of the arrogant powers. They are only paper tigers. They are hollow inside. They have no originality. They are not genuine. We need to stand by one another, to join hands and eradicate tyranny and bring about justice and replace it with brotherhood. Whoever is afraid of these will definitely be among the great losers of history. Slogans of "Long live Khamenei." Okay, I also want to address the Western countries and the American administration. This is what they are doing. They have intertwined the fate of their own fate with the fate of the Zionists. Well, the solution for the people of the Iran is offering is clear. We have announced that the Human Rights Charter that is written by you yourself, you have devised that yourself. Okay, we that can be as a basis, that can determine the fate of the people of Palestine. This is the basic rights of every nation. Let's see, have a referendum, a free referendum in Palestine. The people of Palestine themselves could actually decide about their own fate through that referendum. Stop supporting this regime. You should know that this regime is collapsing. Sooner or later, the officials of the Zionist regime will be brought to justice, a world people's court. Why do you humiliate your own people? Why do you spend your people's money on these people to get other people killed? Why do you lose the good name of your own people this way? If you're real Democrats, why don't you hold referendums in Europe and America and see if your people are satisfied to see that their reputation is victimized at the hands of the Zionist regime? You will never do this, because you are well aware of the result. You do know that your own people are opposed to such behavior. Now I'm addressing you. For you, the best way for you is the same way you set up the stage and you've fabricated the Zionist regime. You'd better remove it yourself. If you really feel for them, why don't you give them a piece of land? One of your countries, you can give it to them. But you should know, if you are going after a lasting relation with the regional people, if you want to have a justice-based relations, you should stop supporting the Zionist regime. If you can't, if you're not strong enough to do that, why do you stop your people? Don't restrict your people. See what happens and what's there in America and in Europe. Let your media do their work. Allow them to speak. Do not silence them. Let them raise their voice. I should announce here, in case you do not cease support, in case you continue this approach of yours, you should know that anyone who supports the Zionist regime will be considered as the accomplice of the crimes of the Zionist regime in the courts of the world nations. I'm giving you a piece of advice. You talk about a logic. Zionists say for 2,500 years ago, our ancestors were here. I don't want to enter details about this great lie, but if this logic is accepted, then the Western people, the Westerners should know that there is no geographical political boundary will be safe. Even the boundaries of America itself would be broken this way. If this reasoning is generalized, then you will lose the most. Of course, it's possible. Maybe they have this assumption in their mind that if the Zionist regime goes, then they will go too. I want to, on behalf of the world nations, say something. I should tell you that the people in the region are great people. If you keep away from the Zionist regime, if you stop advocating the Zionist regime and condemn its crimes and allow the people of Palestine and the regional people to settle their score with this Zionist regime, and the world people, this regional people, will allow you later on to give you the chance to compensate. Let me also say something about the threats of the Zionist regime against Iran. Every now and then, they write here and there, they talk, we'll attack Bushehr, we'll do this, we'll do that. One person comments, the other one approves, the other one rejects, they reiterate again. Of course, this is what the nature of the Zionist regime is all about. This is their nature. That's what their mission is all about. I want to tell them that the Zionists, they can't, even their masters cannot do anything in making any invasion against Iran. Today, the International Day of Quds is a universal day. It's a day for unification of all true believers, all the faithful, all those who seek justice, all the pure people with pure hearts, all who are waiting for the rule of justice and monotheism in the world. The Quds Day is an international day for eradication of tyranny and establishment of the rule of justice. The Day of Quds is the day for removing humiliation for mankind. This year, the Quds Day also is simultaneous with Qadr Nights, Muslims' Nights of a Measure or Glory, and we hope that God Almighty will bring us all the blessings of the Qadr Nights on this day. The same way that the Qadr Nights are the nights for fighting the Satans, and the Satans will be chained, we hope that the Quds Day will be a day for fighting the Satans. The night of Qadr is the night of purity. The Quds Day should also be the day of purity and purities of the international community, and actually removing the occupation of the Zionist regime. The night of Qadr is the night when all the hearts of believers go together and they sympathize. The Quds Day also, we should pay collective attention to the issue of Quds, and it should be a day of fraternity and global sympathy. The Qadr night is freedom from the chains of the inner Satan, and with the blessing of God, the Day of Quds will be the day of liberation of Palestine and the whole world of outside Satans. And I'm hopeful that God Almighty, on the nights of Qadr, will bring the best of the fate and destiny for the whole of mankind and for the people of Palestine and the people of Iran. May God's blessings and peace be to the late Imam and that great divine soul and his true supporters and aides and the Palestinian.
Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, in his speech on International Quds Day here in the capital of Tehran at Friday prayers, at length talking about the definition of this.